Did I do wrong? Heavy clouds broke, releasing a projected glass of unsettling, unvaried rhythm. Rhythm raining harshly, apprehensively patterned rain on a bald window head with unintelligible persistence, purposely inferior to the considerably higher. Their sole occupant of a distinguished building, furnished. Consequential logic systematically resulted in the absence of all evidential efforts. I did not volunteer excuses, confining myself to refuting direct allegations of negligence. Did I do wrong? I don't suppose so. The smooth operator dared, in his report, to say, I did do all that I could do. Ah, that gray-haired man played the part of condemnation. Aha! He lacks a strong, developed sense of an inevitable hazard, occupationally apprehensive, downcastedly discordant. I spatter his feet with unconscious omissions. Deceptively vulnerable, I sought traps. Traps of incriminatory evasiveness. Strong enough to answer in a bad moment what apparently had been accepted. That was a cardinal mistake, a flagrant violation of his enormity. Don't slacken my sense. I will not answer to the faint suffusion of anger. Batter that face of a man at a desk. I poise precariously, prepared to dart at the hefty moment of slashing traffic, imperviously protected by years of conviction. I feel insidiously threatened. No apology necessary for being late. I attempt, no attempt to follow. I've grown accustomed to the contradictions in conversations. I close my mind unquestionably, abandoning virtually every place, present and past. Did I do wrong?